This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so happy you're here. So before I introduce today's guest, I want to share with you my five tips to stop abandoning your goals. Here we are, January 2022. It's always the time of year where a lot of people decide they're going to lose weight, get in shape, you know, and they set their New Year's resolutions. But did you know that studies show that by mid-February, 80% of people give up on those goals? That number is astounding. So I want to share these tips with you. And by the way, if you're listening to this later in the year, just know that you don't have to, you know, set your goals in January. You can set goals anytime during the year, and I encourage you to do so. So my first tip is to make sure that you have a detailed plan. I like to use the acronym SMART. So you want to make sure your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. That is so, so important. So make sure you have that detailed plan. Second is get an accountability partner, especially if you are somebody that needs to be held accountable. Most of us do. We're all human. It's okay if you need to be held accountable. Find somebody that you can trust and is going to call you out and be like, hey, you didn't check in with me today. What's going on? So make sure you get that accountability partner. Third is attach your emotions to the goal. This is so important because the way that you manifest anything into your reality is the feeling that you want, the feeling that it brings. So I encourage everyone, and again, you can do this anytime throughout the year, is write yourself a letter and write the letter to your future self and date it 1 year from today and write the letter to yourself stating all of the amazing things that you accomplished, but more importantly, how amazing it felt. That is the key. It's the feelings that help you to achieve your goals. The feelings is what brings things into reality for you. Fourth, there's many apps out there that will help you keep on track. I use Way of Life. There's about, at the time of this recording, there's probably about five, maybe more. So you can use an app that'll help you to stay on track, or just simply set an alarm on your phone to remind you to take action toward whatever that goal is you're trying to achieve. Lastly, celebrate your wins. This is so important because every small step that you take toward achieving your goals needs to be celebrated. Now, the most important thing that I want to emphasize today is if you have a setback, it's okay. Please don't beat yourself up. Talk to yourself like you're speaking to a child that is upset. If you are talking to a child that is upset, you're going to be gentle. You're going to be compassionate. So please be gentle and compassionate with yourself. So thank you so much for listening. To learn more about me, go to my website at www.sandyscarlatta.com. Today's guest is Iwane Masango, but he prefers to go by E, and I love that. So E is a CEO, inventor, mastermind creator, public speaker, storyteller, and he has a goal of transforming 1 million lives using technology by 2023. And the technology that he is using is he's developed an app called The Society Club, and he's going to tell us all about it. It sounds like a really, really cool thing. Don't want to miss this episode. Hey, E, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. We scheduled this interview back in July, so thank you for being patient.
Yes, patience is a virtue. I guess we're not born with it, so
yes,
I'm glad it's something we're able to practice together.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we go into everything that you are doing and all of the amazing things you're doing, because I know you're doing some amazing work, everybody has a story. So what is your story? You know, how did you get to where you are today with this mission that you're on?
I think overall, it kind of is one of those random bits of chance, because most of my family doesn't necessarily do or think like I do, but what they are is a very supportive family, which I think a lot of people have been blessed with as well. So I had kind of very humble beginnings and just was always just very much so excited and enamored by innovation and things that were new, new technologies, new things, and at some point felt more empowered to be able to build some myself.
Fantastic. So you mentioned humble beginnings. Do you want to share any insight into that?
Yeah, so I was born in Oklahoma. I really have been all over now, from Oklahoma to Texas to Africa and Asia and Europe and South America, and really just a lot of different places I've stayed at for long periods of time or lived at for a while. I'm actually in New York right now, so I mean, I definitely, when I look at humble beginnings, I look at that, and that both of my parents were immigrants. And so that was always a interesting thing, being born here and having two parents that are immigrants is something that definitely shaped the way that I look at the world.
That's interesting. And why is that? How does that shape?
More than anything, I think it's just not looking always at just the 300-something or 400-something million people that are in the U.S., but also like, you know, hundreds of millions of people in Brazil, or, you know, billions of people in Africa. I mean, it's just kind of a different framework, I guess, that I always kind of took in perspective as I wanted to help people.
Nice. So tell me about this society.
So more than anything, the simple way to look at it is it's where we're creating upgrades for our life, similar to how we upgrade an iPhone. So most of us have been looking for easier ways to be healthy. I've been the health freak in my family for a long time now, so they're pretty much tired of me talking to them about it. So I thought, oh, okay. So how do I you know, get it to them like in a more seductive way, kind of like the airplane for a baby with food, right? Like, it's like, how do I make it attractive? And so that's when, you know, I got led to me wanting to start building apps and systems that help people to be able to do so. So that's the most recent version that we're looking at, is something where you basically have a system that's always working to help people improve their lives from a holistic standpoint, not like just mental health, but also like emotional and physical and spiritual as well.
And that's an app that you've created?
Yes. So we're in beta right now. So we're really focusing on making sure we get the right kind of data, not just having data, but having the right kind that we're looking for to be able to benefit a lot of people who might have be overlooked normally in regards to innovations and in the medical and health world. So yeah, right now we're definitely in a time period where we're having a lot of growth, and are looking forward to being able to show more and more people some different options to live by.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about the app and how it works?
Yeah. So really simply, at this stage, we're matching up people with an expert that they're matching themselves up with an expert that they choose to, you know, basically be like a personal accountability. As well as we're developing some AI that allows people to do as well. So they don't need to actually have the human person there all the time. Sometimes as the system continues to learn them specifically, uniquely for them, they'll have 24-hour access to their little assistant that can help them with anything that they need to know or to benefit their lives at that moment.
Interesting. So what type of questions can you ask the AI?
Well, at this current moment, it's going to be open-ended. So that's the fun part about it for anyone who's getting in now, is that just like the beginning days of anything that we built together as a global community, whether it be like Google or Netflix or any other search engine, the idea is that at the beginning, there's not anything to go off of. Right now, what we're going to be going off of is the experts that we are allowing to be partnered up on the platform. So we'll all be kind of learning together. The AI is not just going to benefit the clients. It's also going to benefit the experts as well. Being in the medical world a lot of my life, which is part of my background in owning medical businesses for the past over a decade now. I've seen a lot in regards to how the medical practitioners a lot of the times are not able to benefit their health at a high level. And so we're looking to basically solve that by serving that AI specifically, learning to serve everyone in different ways, the experts by giving them more time, and the clients also by giving them more time, but definitely giving them more personalized value.
Hmm. That's really interesting. So what type of experts are going to be part of the platform?
Really all kinds of experts. Where we're starting right now is specifically around holistic health, considering the time period that we're in, yet and our team's expertise. Yet the idea is that we actually have a number of team members who've had been in a lot of different industries. So we're looking to expand into experts in many things.
Hmm. So I'm a little confused. So bear with me here. So a person downloads the app. So walk me through. So what type of person would be interested in the app? Like who is your right now your ideal, avatar, if you will?
Yeah, the ideal person is someone who's right at that cusp and precipice of wanting to really change their lives health-wise. We're already serving the community of people who are already healthy. The part of what we do is help like athletes and people who are already at the epitome of health to take things to another level, which has helped us be able to simplify things down for, like I said, the biggest thing is people who are at that transition point where they want to change something urgently about what they're doing. And so that applies to, only a special amount of people right now who are like that. And then the plan is that others will get on board. But right now we're just really looking to serve those who are really willing and ready to make a transition. And so there's enough of those people globally to really get us kickstarted with a nice boom. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. We are going to take a quick break from today's interview because I am so excited to tell you about a new program that I've just rolled out. It includes 2 group coaching calls each month to help you create the lasting happiness you so desire. It's only a $50 a month investment in yourself, and you are worth it. So visit www.sandyscarlotta.com/courses to sign up. I hope you enjoy the rest of today's interview. So you have somebody, let's say, I'm just going to use weight loss. So somebody realizes they're overweight. Maybe they have some medical conditions so would that be somebody that would want to participate, and use the app because they're now ready to take that leap and make healthy lifestyle changes?
Yeah. I mean, it could be someone who's already relatively healthy. It could be someone who's not relatively healthy. It's really all about the desire and the ability to be at that cusp of being ready to change. The reason being is because at this beginning time, to build anything, especially the community that we're building right now, it's really about the engagement of the community. And we're doing a lot of cool things and new technologies and cryptocurrencies and all kinds of stuff between the team that we already have. And so as we're going into the next stage and want to serve more people, we know that having people who are also highly engaged at this stage is what we want to focus on, to really have it be the most energetic and like electric kind of community that anyone could imagine. It's kind of how we've been idealizing it, and that's how we've been experiencing it so far. So it's been great.
Yeah, no, it sounds like that. What is the name of the app?
The name of the app is going to be called the Society Club. Mostly the easiest way to be able to get to the app is to go through one of us, so like messaging me or messaging somebody else on the team that's on LinkedIn. Namely, me is going to be somebody. We have a team of people who are always looking at my messages, and then we'll add people to the beta and tell them how to get signed up.
Oh, okay. So people can find you on LinkedIn?
They can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, especially. Instagram is my number one. LinkedIn is probably number two. And then, you know, I mean, people could reach out to me on my cell phone as well, but, you know, I'll probably maybe put that in the notes. I don't know if we'll
say it right now. Yeah, I think they can find you. What's your Instagram handle?
Instagram is going to be EWANEMASANGO.
Okay.
Iwane Masango.
Yes. Iwane Masango. Awesome. And I love that you go by E. So where did that come from?
It's come from a lot of things. Somebody was asking me, I might have been asking myself that the other day. So
why am I calling myself E?
Yeah, well, and I realized it went back all the way to like Pee-wee, like, you know, type of stuff. It would always be like E-Man, or like people would either call me E, or like my handle on when we got my first video game system, I think it was like a PS2 or something like that. And you'd play Madden and you have to put like a little username. It was like E-Man, the Prince, or something like that. And then E-Wayne became a thing from like a whole bunch of friends of mine in like high school and college. So yeah, it just ended up being, and simplifying, as well as far as on the side, I also make music as far as like piano and a few other things. So there was a lot of questions and answers, and I was just like, you know what, just call me E, just make it simple. A lot of people already call me that and have been going with it from there.
That's awesome. So what kind of music do you play? You said you play the piano?
Yeah, the piano, I sing, dance, I also rap sometimes, but the other ones are my primary things, and I'm really getting more back into it. I used to do that like kind of stuff growing up and speeches and things of this nature, and then focused on business for like a decade or so, and I'm kind of getting back into that now.
That's great. I mean, I'm sure it's one of those things that's probably a good stress reliever for you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I was somebody, a good friend of mine years ago said that he felt like people doing some type of creative expression was therapy. And I never really considered it from that standpoint, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And we've been finding that out, especially this year when so many people have been stuck indoors or, you know, things like that. It's been all over the world. How the creativity is just really, you know, helping people get through a lot,
right,
which is great. Yeah, that's awesome. So, okay, so I love this app that you're doing. Now, you said you had some other things. Are there other apps that you've done as well, or is this really the main one that you're...
No, this is the main one. I mean, there's a number of other components to it. Like, so one thing is that we're building events. So I've been doing events for maybe about 15 years now, like concerts and bar mitzvahs and high school proms and concerts, and I might have said concerts, maybe parties. Yeah, a lot of different things. So we've just put together a group of people who kind of know how to do everything from the performing to the DJing to the ticketing and the promotions and things of that nature. So that's been a blessing. And so that's one of the main things, like I said, about this electrifying community and society of people that we're continuing to build is these events. So that's kind of, it's within society, but it's definitely a different piece of it where we're putting together these health-based events that will be very personalized to people when they come and show up, and everything has been things that they've picked out already or meets them where they're at, because during the pandemic, it forced us to think differently about how someone could experience an event right from their home. So I know a few people have been able to pull off some events. I don't know if you're familiar with Tony Robbins, but I attended like an event that during the pandemic that he did. And I was like, this is incredible. Like, they sent like the box to my house with like all the participating equipment. And I was just like, he's giving me an idea here. Like, I thought that it was like limited to in person, like these types of electrifying things that I like to do as well. Cause when I went to his event, it was like a match made in heaven. I was like, this is what I do. You know, like, this is what, I mean, this is at a whole nother level, but I was like, this is what I like to do, is to like put together events where people are having a good time and, you know, and positive energy is encouraged. So, so yeah, that's a big part is events. And then around events, we're launching a crowdfunding campaign to get the community engaged as well. So people definitely should stay tuned for that. People can be part of it. This is pretty much the only time people will be able to get in this type of way, where we'll be offering like lifetime memberships to the platform, as well as some people might even be able to invest in the company depending on their current status as investors. So,
that is so exciting! Wow, I love it. That's just amazing. So, people can find you either on LinkedIn or Instagram, and I'll make sure that those get in the show notes. What else would you like to share with the audience that we haven't talked about?
I guess one thing is that we spoke a little bit about creative expression and how during this time period, it's been really, really important for people to express creatively. And so I just want to reemphasize that and encourage people, because for me, even having a lot of time and freedom in my life based off of business to be able to improve myself and do all these other types of things, because Lord knows I'm not where I was at. So, you know, I'm not necessarily where I want to be. And it's like, if you look back, it's like, well, you're glad you're not where you were at, you know. So I definitely look at those times and still see that, you know, there's always still a little bit that we're lacking if we don't have something that's allowing us to be able to express creatively. So I think the people, you know, being more conscious about going back and look at me, you know, at their younger life. Like I said, for me, it was obvious. And I looked back, I was like, okay, I was in choir, I was doing this, I was doing all that. I was like, now I remembered it, but it was just like, I hadn't thought about it in so long. And so it's like those types of things looking back, and I think it can be the most fulfilling thing that people participate in with themselves, because that's the longest relationship, you know, we ever have is with ourselves. So in a lot of times we don't really consider that to be a relationship to be cultivated in the same way as others. So I would just encourage people to do that.
I love that. Very, very well said. And you're right. The relationship we have with ourselves is the number one most important thing. So thank you for that.
And it makes us better for everyone else too. That's the paradox of it. Cause it's like, oh, I don't want to be selfish. It's like, but if you would just take a second for yourself, you realize that you actually can be better for that same person if you just give yourself some time, you know? So,
yeah. So true. E, thank you so much. And I'm excited to help you get this message out to everybody. And just thank you. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Certainly love everything that he is doing, and we need more people like that in this world who just have a passion to help people create lasting changes in their life. He's really a very, very special person. So again, you can connect with E on his Instagram, which is EWANEMASANGO. So thank you so much for listening today, and you can learn more about my book, Happiness Solved, at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Please visit my website at sandyscarlotta.com. And as always, I hope that you and your family stay safe and healthy, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.